Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 35th edition of Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of Angela Robinson, director of Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. So welcome, Angela.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And first, before starting the interview, I was telling you that I didn't know that the great, the amazing, the Wonder Woman, Gloria Steinem, was the one bringing back to the attention of the audience Wonder Woman by publishing her on the first edition of Mrs. Magazine. Mm-hmm. So, and you were telling me that she liked the film. So.
Yes. No, Gloria Steinem was really critical to Wonder Woman had kind of lost her powers in the 60s as her character had kind of evolved away from who she originally was. So Gloria Steinem went to DC Comics and said, you have to give Wonder Woman back her superpowers. She didn't have her bracelets or her outfit or her invisible plane or all of the cool things she had when she was first invented. So Gloria Steinem brought all those things back to Wonder Woman, and we showed her the film also. Mm-hmm. And she really liked it and gave us a great quote about the power of love over hate. So that was super cool.
Because the worst thing about that for years, there were so many films, that there are still so many films about Batman, Superman, and all the DC comic superheroes, but we had to wait for, I don't know, the TV series, and then finally Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman to finally see her back on screen in all her power.
Yeah.
So why was that? What do you think that it took us so much time to...
I think it was just sexism. Just like plain and simple. I thought a lot about it because it's part of why I started to write my film, is that I was so frustrated that there'd been many Batmans and many reboots of Superman, and even like Ant-Man got a movie, like all these lesser superheroes, and Wonder Woman hadn't been on film ever in her 70-year history. So I started writing my movie to kind of grapple with why that was. And it's this kind of amazing coincidence that both the Patty Jenkins Wonder Woman came out in the same year as my film. So it's the year of Wonder Woman.
I read that first you wanted to do a biopic on William Moulton Marston, and then you decided that he couldn't tell his story without talking about these two Wonder Women that lived with him and shared their life with him.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I originally just set out to write a biopic about William Moulton Marston, who created Wonder Woman, but then I realized how important and what a huge part of the story Elizabeth Marston, his wife, and Olive Byrne, their mutual lover, who they lived together with for many decades, and they had children in their kind of unconventional family, and I felt there was this unconventional love story at the heart of who Wonder Woman was. So I decided to really kind of delve into the story from all three of their perspectives.
I've asked a lot to female directors if they think there's a feminine approach to cinema, to directing. You know, there are some people that say that that's neutral, there's not. And there are some women that think that we have a different look at things. What do you think?
I think there is. I very kind of actively tried to investigate this idea of the female gaze. Do you know what I mean? Like what that means from a cinematic point of view. And I approached it that way, and I worked with my cinematographer about how we could shoot the film, but especially the love scenes, in a way that foregrounded the women's agency in it, that they're making the decisions through all of the scenes, and that it was photographed in a way that kind of emphasized their decision-making and their consent and their desire and their pleasure, and so that it wasn't from the man's point of view, it was from their point of view.
Professor Marston thought that women were a superior sex. Mm-hmm. Was that the origin of it all? What do you think about that? How did you research on his life and what he really thought?
Yes, he was a remarkable guy, and he wrote several books. And so I took a deep dive into his research, and he thought that women were the superior sex and that there'd be peace on the planet if women could rule the world. But he reasoned that men were never going to give up their power voluntarily. And the only way, unless the women could figure out how to... He reasoned that men only give up their power in an erotic context, when it when they kind of sexually submit to a woman. So he was trying to encourage women to figure out how to harness what he called their allure and make men give up their power so that they could take their rightful places ruling the world, and then there'd be peace on the planet.
Like this theory can be partially true.
Yes.
Do you think that it's just a case like you always worked with strong female protagonists? You've directed The L Word and True Blood, so you're used to that. But there's something that is happening in cinema and TV mm-hmm. series, that there are more and more films and TV series about women and with women leading. Do you think it's just a coincidence that, or that something's really changing? Because sometimes I feel like it's in style to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid so. So that's what I'm asking you from your director point of view.
You know, I hope so. Sometimes I feel that things expand and contract, and it's mm-hmm. one step forward, two steps back. So I've been really dedicated to trying to have strong female protagonists in a lot of my work. And at times, you know, over the last 20 years or something, and at times I feel like there's a movement to push that forward, and then you feel a lot of resistance, and I'm glad that now it's pushing through again, and I hope there's so many incredible female filmmakers and television makers, and that they and men too can really push forward these characters, because I think the world is really longing to see them. And it's been really, women have been totally unexplored, I think, you know.
And the positive side is that, for example, Wonder Woman worked at the box office.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's another achievement that we should take into consideration besides.
Exactly. I mean, I think that she's been this huge success, and more so, I mean, in a lot of metrics than some of the more other superhero movies. Like, she's just been this smash sensation. So I think it really proves that people really want to see these stories.
Thinking about Gloria Steinem, but also all the women directors, let's say, and I always ask directors in general what they think is the role of filmmakers today. And I would like to ask you, in with taking into consideration and thinking about what's changing in the women's situation today? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think the role of filmmakers is to push forward new ideas. I think the world really needs new ideas. And what really struck me in my research of Wonder Woman was that she was the only superhero who was created to bring peace to the planet. Like, that's her job as a superhero. And other superheroes were about vengeance or about policing the world, but Wonder Woman is there to stop war and to bring peace, and it was the Marston's ideas that kind of really inspired that message of who Wonder Woman came to be. So I thought that was a very powerful message that I don't think a lot of people know, or if they know it, they don't really realize it when you're just kind of watching her on the big screen. But I think that filmmakers need to kind of push the conversation forward and keep pushing the envelope of because I think we need new ideas because the world's really spiraling into a really crazy place.
Talking about what's happening, you know, today about all the scandals and stuff, how do you think that we can change things in the long run? I mean, mm-hmm. with a new cultural revolution, maybe.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting spending so much time with Marston's ideas, but the sexual harassment scandals have just hit Hollywood in the last 7 weeks, just like a sledgehammer. The Harvey Weinstein scandal hit the last week of my press, so I was in London, and wow. Suddenly I started getting asked about it, and I saw that all three London newspapers had it as their front page story, and I was like, oh, this is an international movement, an international kind of crisis. Mm. But what I think is really kind of coming out of it is there's studies show that when there's 30% or more women represented in positions of leadership, that sexual harassment goes down a staggering amount. So there's this definite connection between women in decision-making and leadership roles yeah. and a workplace that isn't hostile. So I think the solution is to hire more women in positions of power. And then it's a systemic problem. It's not like you can just, you know, kick out a few bad apples and think it's going to fix itself. So that's what I think the fix is.
Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you.
Good luck with Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. Thank you so much for your film.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 35th Torino Film Festival for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.